Now, I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Thank you for the offering. Brother Neil needs it a whole lot worse than I do. Of course, I'm not saying I don't need it, but I'm just saying he needs it worse than I do. But I appreciate Brother Bridges, and I hope the Lord will help him, but I sure hope he helps me tonight. Amen. So let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going to read down in this scripture. Actually, I guess we probably just go to verse 14, and I want to read this. And the Bible says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." Amen. "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." I want to preach tonight, if God would help me. I was going to read the from verse 1 to 14, but for the sake of time, amen, I want to preach tonight. And this thought really kind of just hit me, and I really asked God. I said, "What do you want me to do tonight?" And I couldn't get away from this thought, and a very elementary, but I want to preach tonight how we'll win in 2010. Now, God didn't design the body of Christ to fail. This body, really, when you get right into it, the body of Christ has no heart attacks. Amen. And really, if the church does what it's supposed to do, as blood circulation, the Spirit, amen, will touch us and help us to function the way we ought to. Thank God for everybody that's here tonight. But what bothers me is the folks that ain't here tonight. Amen. And now I wanna preach to us, if God would help me. Now, man, I've got so much up here, I don't hardly know where to start at. But how are we going to win? I don't know about you, but 2009, as far as politically, is one of the most troubling years I've ever lived. And I only get on politics. I ain't going to go there. But what about the church? What about us? What about the power of God that we need to see in this hour? Now, I'm not here to throw bricks. I'm not here to throw mud. And I prayed, I said, "God, I don't want this to be no scalding message. I'm pretty much known for being, I guess, controversial sometime. But, I want to know where in 2000, how much did we do in 2009? And what did we accomplish in this last year?" And, when I look at my account, and I didn't look at yours, I looked at mine. I can't see yours, so I'm going to just look at me. And I'm looking at me, and I'm wondering, "God, where in the world did all this time go, and where was I at when it was flying by?" Amen. You know, the Bible here says, "Oh, start off with this," and you may not need this, but if you do, and I got a feeling we all need this in a point. Amen. But in 2 Chronicles, I'm going to tell you where our success is going to start at. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's been things in 2009 that I felt like maybe I failed in. And maybe there's areas in life that I could have done better in. And maybe there's times that I could have put more of my time in investing in the kingdom of God. Amen. And doing the will of God in prayer. You know, people spend more time on a computer on the internet than they do in prayer a lot of times. I don't have the internet and I don't want it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, church. Amen. The Bible tells me and I want you to quote it with me. Amen. Because I don't think you say, "Well, I can't think of anything that I committed in 2009 that I'd have to do this over." Well, let me ask you something. What didn't you do in 2009 that you might have to repent over? The Bible says, amen, "If my people, amen, which are called by my name," amen,
First of all, he identifies you and me. Hallelujah. Where does revival start? It starts right here in the house of God. Amen. It starts with you and I. Amen. It ain't going to start on the street. It's not going to start in the courthouse. It's not going to start in Congress. It's not going to start, amen, at some convention hall somewhere. Amen. It's going to start with you and I when we realize and we recognize who we really are. Hallelujah. Who are you? If you've been blood bought, if your sins, if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then that qualifies you where this writer wrote, it's God that's speaking to his church, if my people. Who's that? Raise your hand if you're saved.
I'm going to take my time and preach like I feel like preaching tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That qualifies every one of us that name the name of Christ. What do we need to do in 2010? He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. I know us guys sometimes are full of pride, but you know, there just comes a time you have to buckle down and say, God, I just hadn't done exactly like I need to during the year. Amen. Come on now. Anybody out here then that doesn't need to confess this? Amen. We could have done a lot more. I could have done a lot more. I'm looking at me. Amen. And I'm realizing, amen, that I need to humble myself before God. Did you know, I realize that in life we have to go and we have to do, but when do we take the time out, amen, and come to God and really humble ourselves before Him? A lot of times it's kind of like a husband-wife situation. Amen. We just get a peck while we're going out the door and we're gone for the day and we never see that wife again till late that afternoon, and we're so wore out when we come back home. Amen. We don't even get a peck when we come back through the door. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the same way that we have done God in a lot of times. Amen. A lot of times we have said in pretense, amen, that we love God, and in our mouth we tell that, but in our action, amen, we are neglecting the most important part of our very life, and that is the spiritual part. Amen. Too many times, amen, we've gone on the road. We're doing all we've got to do in life, but we're forgetting the giver of life and the essence of life and what really makes life sweet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how in the world are we going to come back to the place that God, I got a lot to preach here tonight. I know you're in a hurry, but I'm going to slow down and I hope I'm not in a hurry. Amen. How in the world are we going to get to the place? Amen. I'll tell you how. Amen. When you, amen, fall on your face and quit thinking about all them, the things you got to do and all the things you've got to accomplish, everybody you got to go see, everything you've got to get done before, I tell you, the most important thing in your life that you need to get done is your fellowship and your communion with God. One old boy said, amen, to his wife one time, and I think I've said this before, maybe right here, but he told his wife, said, boy, baby, I love you, and if I ever change my mind, I'll teach you, I'll let you know. You know, that's about the way we do God. God, we love you. And Lord, if I ever change my mind, I'll let you know. Amen. That I don't, I'm going to tell you something, church. Amen. God doesn't want, amen, just a passive relationship with you. He wants a relationship, amen, that is daily. Amen. He wants you to come to Him recognizing not only who you are, but who He is. Amen. Bowing our head in humility. Amen. Knowing that, hey, how many could succeed without Him? I tell you what, I'm glad I didn't have to go through 2009. Without the Spirit of God, amen, helping me. I'm telling you tonight, what we need to understand is you can't live without Him. So the Bible says if my people,
which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Amen. And you know, I know, so Brother Tim, I'm a praying every day. You know what? I prayed and didn't pray. Y'all ever done that?
That's kind of like one of them picks going out the door. Hey man, we say we love him. Hey man, and God, we're praying while we're getting dressed to go to work. We're praying while we're getting dressed to go deer hunting. Come on here now. Hey man, you know good with, I ain't gonna say you can't pray in a deer stand. I've done it a bunch of times, but I'm gonna tell you something. What God would like for us to do is prioritize, hey man, what is most important in our lives and get him at the top of the list, because he is the one that gives us life. It is in him that we live and that we move and that we have our being, and anything you do worthwhile in life is going to be accomplished because we have had that time with him. Amen. Alone in the relationship is built for the glory of God.
And because we truly love him. Hallelujah. The Bible says they'll humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And I know we ain't gonna like this next part. And turn from their wicked ways. Amen. Come on now. There's got to be a turning point. Amen. The reason that we don't have a house full tonight is because the priority of a lot of people were just, amen, to be at a party, to be at a gathering or whatever. And I'm not against, amen, barbecue. You can tell I like to eat. Amen. I love it. Amen. But I'm gonna tell you something. Important part of your life is when we turn, we realize, amen, we've missed this road somewhere, and we need to get back to the place. I'm going to tell you something. Brother Gene was preaching my message a while ago. Life is sweet as long as Jesus is in the middle of your life, amen. Life is good, amen, as long as he is a driving force, amen, of your heart. But when he is dethroned by materialism, by a computer, by the internet, by boyfriend, by girlfriend, by this, by that, and the other, even life loses the sweetness that it once had.
Hallelujah. The Bible says if they will turn.
Let me just throw a little scripture in here with this. In Matthew chapter 25. Now, I told you I'm taking my time and I'm going to. I don't plan on preaching no hour, but I might. You can't ever tell. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, we've done, you know what? We've got the best standard in the world right here. We got it. I said we've got the best standard in the world. Holiness is right. You know it's right. Godly living is right. Amen. Walking with God is right. Amen. Living according to the word of God. What is righteousness? And I've told my, this ain't nothing my people ain't never heard. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, righteousness is simply doing what is right.
And some of us are going to say, well, Brother Tim, I hadn't cut my hair this year. Bless your heart. I hadn't wore breeches this year, bless your heart. I haven't put the makeup on this year, bless your heart. Amen. I haven't lied to my neighbor, bless your heart. Amen. I haven't done, but the Bible, you know, there's more to Christian living than just holding a holiness outward standard and doing what we know. I mean, look, amen, the Bible tells, let me get down to where the rubber meets the road here. Amen. The Bible says, amen, then shall he say also to them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, for I was an hungered and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was what? I was naked and you clothed. I was a stranger. Let's get this right. Amen. I was a stranger and you took me not in, naked and you clothed me not. I was sick and in prison and you visited me not.
Jump up and shout now. Say, that's the pastor's job. Bless your heart. People wonder why the church ain't growing. Have you ever seen a shepherd have a sheep? Huh? Y'all ever seen a shepherd bear sheep? Who bear sheep? Sheep bear sheep. Come on here, church. I'm preaching to us tonight. There's more to being wicked than just going and committing adultery. There's more to being wicked, amen, than going out and robbing your bank. There's more than being wicked, amen, than going downtown and cheating somebody out of $1,000. We are overlooking some of the greatest things that would make this church, that would build this church, that would accomplish what God wants. I told you a while ago that God's body, the body of Christ, is a well-oiled machine if the church will do what she's supposed to.
So that's what we pay our preacher for. Bless your heart. You run him to death and then expect him to have a fiery message on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. I tell you what you need to do. You need to try pastoring. You need to come on. Hey, I'll let you have mine for that 6 months if Brother Tommy agreed to it. I'm going to tell you something. I think everybody in here ought to pastor 6 months. You'll be willing to quit after that. We complain about what the preacher does. We complain that he's too strict or he's too loose. We complain that, come on now, we complain that he's getting too much money. We're paying his bills. Bless your heart, he's putting up with your old hide, with your complaining and with your grumbling and with your griping. Amen. Come on here now. Hey, that's right. He's putting up and he's going to see your sick folks. He's going to see about them if they stub the toe. Amen. And rubbing them and wiping their nose. They expect him to be there. I'll tell you what you need to do. Really, you need to get out here and repent and ask God where your place is in the house of God. Now, I know it sounds hard. I'm not trying to wreck it over the coals. But I know folks that talk about the pastor in a minute. You know what you're doing? I ain't gonna rehash my July message. But you're killing yourself and you're killing your kids every time you talk about your preacher in a bad way around the dinner table. You are killing the influence of your church. You are killing the confidence of the world outside. Amen. And don't you tell me that it doesn't get outside the four doors. I promise you it does. That didn't cost you nothing. Let me get back to my subject here. You said, please do. The Bible says, when we turn from our wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Then, the Bible says, and this is what God said, now mine eyes shall be open. What has closed his eyes? We're not doing everything we need to be doing. Amen. Amen. And my ears shall attend to the prayer that is made in this place. You know why? Because those people have sought his face. They've repented of their sins. They've turned from their wicked ways. And he said, when they do that, I'll heal them. All right. Now, we're healed tonight. If we do that, let me add something right here to this. What do we need besides forgiving? I know, you know, we say, Brother Tim, our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank God. And if you ain't guilty of nothing I've said, praise the Lord. Amen. You can go and tell somebody, Brother Tim really preached it to them last night. I had a guy said that one time, and he was as crooked as a dog's hind leg, and I know he was. Hey man, I ain't gonna tell you your name. He ain't from around here nohow. Hey man, but I seen some things fall out of his pocket. Hey man, one time when he was in church. And buddy, I knew right then I had a skunk on my hands. Hey man, but now he told, said, man, you really preached to him tonight. Hey man, that's probably what some of y'all gonna say. I ain't guilty of none of you said, brother. That's okay. Hey man,
what we're looking at here, we have an adversary against our soul. We know this. Amen. We're fighting that. Hey, let me say this right here. There ain't no use in fighting among ourselves. We got a big enough battle out there. You don't need to fight against your pastor. You don't need to fight against your deacons. You don't need to fight. You need to be in the army of the Lord. You need to be in this body and do what you're supposed to do. Pray for your preacher. Pray for your deacon. Pray for those in authority and pray for yourself that God can help you get on the right track, amen, to His will. Y'all gonna wonder if God gave me this or not. We've repented. God's forgiven us. We've asked Him to help us. He's healed us. Now I want to get to another serious part. We always talk about being saved and sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost. Brother Archie said, and we do, evermore do we need it. We need a move of the Holy Ghost in the worst way. My, I feel a burden on my heart tonight. Amen. We need a move of God. We need sanctifying power. Some of you have had problems with worldliness in this last year. Amen. Amen. We prayed and it seemed like we just can't shuck off things that we've battled when we were out in the world. Amen. And we've taken some things back on. Amen. That we said we'll put off. And I'm going to tell you something. Amen. We need a sanctifying power to touch us. And that is indeed the truth. Amen. Amen, but I'm going to tell you something else we need. We need a moving of the Spirit of God that once we are sanctified, He will keep us sanctified. He will touch our heart. He will move in our minds. He will give us a love for Him that is deeper than the world ever thought about being. He'll give us a power, amen, that when we do face the temptation, hey, the Bible says there's no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. We need sanctification and we need the power of God. What I really want to preach tonight, yes, we got an adversary, but we've got an advocate also. We've got a lion that roars against us, and that's true. But we've also got a lion that walks beside us, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen, Brother Tim, that's right. That's the truth. Amen. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. How is the church? Amen. First of all, we'll start by repentance. Amen. Maybe for not for things committed, but things not done. Amen. Maybe. Amen. Amen. Maybe it's just me I'm preaching to, but I got a feeling it ain't. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, church. Not only do we need to repent, we need to come back to an old-fashioned, amen, Holy Ghost feel, not just experience, but a day-by-day relationship with God. Amen. I may preach till my voice gives out. Amen. We talk about the Holy Ghost moving. Let me tell you, the Holy Ghost was a gift, amen, that God said, I'll pour out on you to them that obey me. The Holy Ghost is given. Let me ask you something. Does He stop there? What I want to preach to tonight, we need repentance, we need sanctification, and we need a refilling of the Holy Ghost. But you know, a lot of people think that if the Holy Ghost gets on me, I'm going to be emotional. And it may be true. More than likely, it will be true. Amen. But did you know what? God didn't give you the Holy Ghost just to make you feel goosebumps. Come on now.
He did not give you the Holy Ghost for you just to feel like the hair was standing on your head. No, 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 no. Amen. Let me go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And brother, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if it's that we've allowed it to happen or we've looked at other denominations and their worldliness. Amen. And them claiming the gifts of the Spirit. But what do we need now more than we need the Holy Ghost in full operation in this house and in this movement? What do we need more than a desire? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 14, amen, verse I believe 26, but covet earnestly the best gifts. How many in this, how are we going to win in 2010? Amen. We're going to repent now, keep the slate clean through the year, and desire the power of the Holy Ghost to move in our soul. Not just, amen, for emotional show, but for power to accomplish His will. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. I want you to notice what he said. But the manifestation of the Spirit, the manifestation of the Spirit, the working of the Spirit, the showing of the Spirit, the evidence of the Spirit. We have the evidence of the Holy Ghost. We're speaking in tongues. But I'm going to ask you something that a preacher asked a congregation a few years ago. Where is the rest of the evidence of the power of the Holy Ghost that would move, amen, in God's house? I'll tell you where it's at. He still got it. Amen. And we need to get it. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's that we've let the charismatic, you blame it on who you want to, really. Amen. Really, when it comes right down to it, I'm the reason that I haven't got any more of God than I've got. Amen. When it comes right down to it, the gifts of the Spirit were promised to the people, amen, that would let the Holy Ghost use it. He gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey Him. Amen. What we need right now is what He said. We need, what does covet mean? It means you desire that more than anything. How many, and I've asked my church this. How many of us have asked God, have pled with God, have sought God for the gifts of the Spirit this year? For a manifestation of His power, amen, of, hey, if you read down here, this is marvelous, amen. The Bible said, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. How much do we need that? I want to know which way I need to go. And I want to lead my folks in the right way. Come on now. Hallelujah. I might not have all the answers, amen, that you need, the questions that you've got in life. But I promise you one thing, amen, we've got enough right here that if we'll listen and we'll pray, God can get us home, amen. And we may go through a river, we may go through a valley, we may go through the fire, amen. But He's got the word and He's got the presence, the power, and the wisdom to get us home. Young people, you know where it really... You know, when I had, I don't know if I could, I've had some great experiences in God even since then. But you know, really, when I had some of the greatest times in the Lord, when I was a young Christian. Why? Because my mind was on God. I was praying. I was seeking God. I mean, this thing was so new and so fresh in my heart when I first got called to preach. I mean, I couldn't hardly sit down and shut up. Amen. Some folks now is wishing I'd sit down and shut up. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, church. Amen. There was something in me, amen, that drove me. I mean, it was the driving force of my life. It was the driving force of my mind. It was the driving force of my desire.
Amen. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. We've let secular people beat us out of what God wants us to have. And what, let me ask something, what would happen? What would happen if this movement had a manifestation of every gift that he has listed in this column? Come on. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Amen. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. And how bad do we need that? Am I boring you? We sit around like we've got everything God wants us to have and we ain't even scratched the surface. We sit around like we've got all the power we need. I got news for y'all. As time goes by, Brother Ed, we're going to need more than we've ever had in our life. Amen. We see our people. Amen. Some are dropping out like flies. Amen. And you know what? Now I remember, and I see him sitting in the back there. I didn't know he'd come in just a second ago. But I remember when I was just a young feller. Amen. I hadn't really got established yet. Amen. I'd pray a little bit and I'd back up. I'd pray. But he caught me at the door one day and he said, "There's no reason, Brother Junior." I remember this like it was yesterday. He said, "What's wrong?" I knew in my heart there was something wrong. I wasn't about to tell him. But he had the discernment to know that there was something that wasn't right. Do you think we need that? Some of these church folks are saying, "God forbid it." Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, God's just saying, you need it. We need power, church. The Holy Ghost is not given, amen, to make goosebumps crawl up and down your back. And let me say this right here. If you're just riding on emotion, if it's just emotion you're waiting on, amen, there's going to come a time, amen, you may ride high, but somebody's going to poke a hole in your balloon and you're going to hit the bottom and you ain't going to know what hit you. Let me throw this in. So you're going to add injury to insult, insult to injury? No, I'm not. If you claim to have the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God working in your heart life, and you can't bite your tongue and hold your tongue, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. If your mouth is your ruler, some folks could stick out their tongue and you could tell what their ruler was. But if you've caused division in your church, you've caused division among brethren. There's seven things the Bible tells me God hates. You better watch out. You ain't got the right spirit. Hey, man, come on now. Come on now. See, I don't love you, Brother Tim. I love you. That's the reason I'm telling you this. Hey, man, if you're the mouth, you're with one old girl, and I ain't going to tell you who she was, where she's at or nothing. Hey, man, but I mean we started calling her the mouth of the South. I lived one place, and this is no joke. Hey man, if you didn't want it told, you better not tell it because by sundown, probably everybody in town will know what you said. You got that kind of spirit? Hey man, it's of the devil. You hear me? I said it's of the devil. Hey man, I said it's of the devil. Hey man, you slander your brother, and I'm gonna tell you, let me throw this in with it. Hey man, you'll take a preacher and you'll talk about him, or I don't care if it's a preacher or not. Hey man, you're talking about things, need some things you ain't, you know, it might be right, but the Bible tells me that it's a shame to speak of those things which have done of them in secret. We ought not to be talking about that no way. But if it's a lie, if it's not true, hey man, you just told a lie, and my Bible tells me that all liars will have their part in the fire, amen. The lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Tied and right, but it's right. I can't help it. We
We need to be careful about what we say. Because every word comes out of your mouth is affecting you and somebody else. You got something to say about one of these guys up here on this platform? If you ain't come with constructive wanting to go help them, don't talk to me. Because I don't want to talk to you. Amen. We need to guess. Let's get back off of that. To another faith. By the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing. Yes. Amen. To another working of miracles and of prophecy. Yes. Where's it at? Where's it at? Say, Brother Tim, you got it all? I sure don't. That's the reason I'm asking. Where's it at? You know, when I was, years ago when I was out, Brother Morgan didn't go tell everybody in the country that I was out. He knew where I was at. Amen. I love him. Till this day, I love him. But you know what he did? He prayed for me. Thank you, Brother Junior. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for praying for me. Church, the Bible tells us, amen, another discerning the spirits, another diverse kinds of tongues. Amen. People say, well, don't need speaking in tongues. Well, he ain't saying that here. Matter of fact, he said one place forbid not to speak with tongues. And the word here says to another interpretation of tongues. How long has it been since you heard a message given out? And you knew it was God. And the interpretation given, and you knew that was God. But all these work, that one, and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man. So that's just the preachers, no. Dividing to every man severally as he will. What is going on? How are you? You know what? Be honest. How many of us have almost been depressed in the last year by things going on around us? Some of you ain't honest because you didn't raise your hand. You know you were. There have been times that we have felt like that our cause almost was lost. But he's telling us here that our cause is not lost. We just need the essentials operating in the body for success. Amen. We need boldness in this hour. How are you going to get that, Brother Tim? Through the Spirit of God. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That when we're beaten and when we're, and you know, you may not face that so far as a literal lash, but when you're talked about, when you're ridiculed, when you're criticized, amen, for what you stand for, and when you're, and I know, amen, I may be running overtime, but I'm telling you, God spoke to my heart and said, amen, if we get this in operation, amen, in the house of God, we will win in 2010. One more thing, and I'll be through. I didn't come here with a scourge. But you know, the Bible does give a preacher a right to reprove. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been reproved before, and I've, you know what that does? I said something out of term in church one time. I did it innocently, but I did it. I mean, I was young and stupid back then. I'm old and stupid now. Amen. Hallelujah. But I said it ignorantly. I didn't mean nothing by it. But you know how it is. If you ain't careful, it goes through your brain. If you ain't careful, your mouth's going to say it. And my mouth said it. And I mean, when I got through, my pastor got all over me. I mean, I thought I was fishing to get roasted. I thought we was going to have a roast, and I thought I was going to be the roast. And for just a little bit, I was the roast, because I'm telling you, it burnt. But you know what it did to my heart? It broke my heart. It didn't make me mad. It didn't make me angry. And if anything I've said tonight has made you mad, go back to the Word of God. Amen. If you're talking about the tongue, go to James chapter 3. You'll find out that everything I said there is true. Everything I said is true. One guy said, I can't help but cuss. He said, you're preaching against me because I said, well, it tastes, you know, the scripture came to my mind. Amen. Where James said, can a well produce salt, fresh water and salt? Can you pronounce cursing upon men and blessing toward God? You can't do it. Well, I'll leave that alone. Now, where was I? I told you I'd lose my mind here. But I'm telling us the best way in chapter 13. Covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way. And I'm going to end this by saying this. If I love Jesus Christ like I ought to, I will love my fellow man enough not to talk about him. If I love Jesus Christ like I ought to, I will love my wife like I ought to. If I love Jesus Christ like I ought to. Amen. One place, amen, Paul writes about in chapter 7 in 1 Corinthians, around verse 35, I believe it's where it's at. I may get that verse wrong, but I know it's chapter 7. He talks about that, let me turn there, and I done forgot that one too. I know y'all don't ever do this. Amen. Verse 35, he said that you may attend upon the Lord without distraction. I could go into all that. I'm not. But too many times, Jesus said, let not your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, lest that day take you unawares. If I love Jesus, I'll seek for those gifts that he's got. If I love him, how am I going to win? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. If I'm going to win in 2010, first of all, at the beginning, I must see where I'm slack, and I must see where I'm failing, and I must make amends to God. Amen. And the places where I failed. Come on now. If you're spending too much, I'm going to tell you something. One guy, they said, and I'm closing, but one guy said that he got so tired of junk, he got rid of his cell phone, he got rid of his computer, he got rid of all his junk. Amen. He said life was a whole lot better now without it. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something, youngins. The computer is a vast, vast place, especially the internet, that you can go and you can go and then you can go. And you can go. And if you're not careful, you might not make it back. It'd be better to get rid of the computer than to let the computer dominate you. It'd be better to get rid of the cell phone than to let the cell phone dominate you. Amen. Hey, Brother Tim, I ain't got a problem with that. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. I'm not trying to weary you. But when you love Jesus, you won't go there. Amen. I'll leave that right there. Because some of y'all's minds is clicked. And you know who I'm talking to. If you love Jesus like you ought to, you won't go there. How are we going to succeed? Lord, help me to see where I'm failing at. And help me to repent over that and come back to you. Heal me. Sanctify me. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. And then let me seek for the gifts of your Spirit. Let me look for such a relationship that this world will pale, amen, like a dark moon in comparison with a noonday sun. I preached enough. I ain't through.